Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Coronado, cloudy Coronado, California. Last day here. We're shooting over now to that of Wisconsin. Well, I will be the main speaker for the Constitution Party. We've done a lot here. We've done a lot in Michigan. We've done a lot in Colorado. Obviously, we're in California here. We did a private event here, and we are obeying the Great Commission, March 16-15. In the process of doing that, we're off to the races again after today's show. We got about 29 hours to drive, and I'll tell you what, friends, if there was one thing that I could redo or at least have my way with, it would be that of what the airlines are doing today, friends, because I'm telling you, folks, that is very exhaustive to drive and drive and drive and drive again. It's a lot easier when you can fly, let me tell you. I mean, a three-hour flight or a 29-hour drive, you pick. But again, I think there's the exhibition being displayed here by the Spirit of God, which leads us, Romans 8:14, should tell you that we have a love for mankind, and I praise God for the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given to us to do the things that we are doing in seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10. But we're here. We're doing it. We're happy to do it. Absolutely no complaints. But just giving you a quick update. And by the way, we're getting requests now for the fall time to get back into some high schools this year. We're talking about Wisconsin. We'll see what transpires here. But if you would like to book us, now is the time to do that. We're about 3 months out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. Now, what I'd like to show you really quick, friends, before we kick into the show today, if you'd like to jump on today's radio program concerning social media platforms, please go over to that of, well, beforeitsnews.com, or if what you'd like to do, friends, is to jump over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That will refresh itself in just a moment here. You can go ahead and jump on over there. Please subscribe. We got social media platforms on the right, Tim Brown's morning show, Bradley Dean's afternoon show. Along with that, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com after you subscribe to that page. Also jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio. That shows you who we are, what it is that we've done over the last, well, 23 years. With that said, also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio under Rumble and subscribe to that page. We are rebuilding that which YouTube illegally took down. Again, we are rebuilding. Go ahead and subscribe to Rumble over there on our website page, and you can watch us live every single day. Also, wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And P.S., if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. We are hooked up with Comrex here. It's been rather peculiar because over the last 3 days, we've had no phone calls coming in. And I actually asked our producer to go ahead and check out what's going on is to connect live. So if you'd like to add to, take away. If you'd like to contend, that's fine. If you'd like to just throw out your comments, please stick to the topic again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, one of the things that I can honestly say, because the scripture is very clear in Hebrews 2:4, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And if you go to 1 Corinthians 12, you'll find that gifts of the Holy Ghost are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of prophecy, the gift of faith, tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of miracles, the gift of healings, and so on and so forth. And it's very clear, again, in Scripture, Hebrews 13:8, that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you put that up against the Old Testament, it's a fulfillment in the New Testament in Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Now listen, the Lord is not, folks, changed. The Holy Ghost is who he's always been. The difference between the past and in the present is people have gotten really weird in this country. And what they've done is they've prophesied, friends, out of their own wicked heart. The Bible is clear when it says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Okay? Who can know it? The fact of the matter is we've had so many false prophets driving us to the arm of the flesh, which, by the way, should have been the first flag concerning the fact that that person telling you that is a false prophet. Read Ezekiel 13 when you get a moment. Read Deuteronomy 13 when you get a moment. And put all of what I'm saying up to you right now, friends, concerning false prophets throughout Scripture, because the prophets of God always tell you what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. And put that up against Isaiah 30 when you get a moment as well. But I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that we have continuously over the last 17 years of ministry have been led continuously on the cutting edge. And I'm not even talking about just the cutting edge. I'm talking about a foreknowledge of coming to the cutting edge. And what I'm talking about, friends, is so many topics that are coming to the light today. This ministry by the Spirit of God, namely the Holy Ghost, has continuously brought us way out in the front of the issues, and now we're beginning to deal with them today. And one of those issues just happens to be, and I'm going to run that same conversation and intertwine it throughout this whole radio program today. But one of those was, if you remember right, at the beginning of this pandemic, we began to basically warn the American people of the pandemic. What's the pill in the jam? We understood that it was to drive us to vaccinations. Now what we can see is it's going further and further and further and further. And one of the things that we've continuously told the American people at the beginning of this pandemic, that if we don't deal with the issues and we don't deal with corruption in government, which we have, by the way, the constitutional provision to do so, friends, that's why I constantly make reference to Article 2, Section 4, and also prosecution after impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And I'm going to take you back, friends, and just show you over and over and over again, friends, how I have shared with you that if you don't deal with corruption, they're going to come to your front door. And I got a question for you, all of my listeners, all of my watchers. Is it not true? Are they now talking about going to your front door to make sure that you get vaccinated? Why, yes, they are. And that comes directly from Scripture where it says, listen carefully, you that put away far from you the evil day. In other words, that will never happen here, right? Well, what does Scripture say right after that? You that put far away the evil day, you are the ones that caused the seat of violence to come near to you. In other words, because you failed to deal with corruption, now it's coming to your front door where you're going to have to deal with it, or you're going to completely 100%.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from Coronado, California. We have a 29-hour drive in front of us. On Saturday, we will be the main speakers for the Constitution Party. We're looking forward to that. Week after that, we'll be in Michigan doing some events with that of Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee as well. We'll keep you abreast as to what is taking place as things transpire. But with that said, friends, I want you to listen carefully before we start today's show. The rule of law, Article 6, Section 2, means we submit to lawful authority that God has established through the Mosaic Institution. But just as strongly, the rule of law means we resist unlawful authority. Read Romans 12, 21, which precedes Romans 13. Go from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, friends, and you will find that that's exactly true. You can find nowhere in Scripture where God has ever told or commanded his children to submit to tyranny in the place of his moral law. You can't find it, okay? For the rule of law restrains both the people and their representatives, which we have in this country. Where the law does not restrain the people, the result is anarchy. Where the law does not restrain the said representatives, then there's tyranny. So those who believe in the rule of law must be equally opposed to both. And that's why we need to have an education concerning who we are and where it is that we came from in understanding our founding documents, regardless if it's the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed to the U.S. Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, whatever the case may be, it's important that we understand all these. So now let me get back to some of the things that I've been telling you about concerning the foreknowledge that the Lord has bestowed upon us as a ministry to share with our listeners across the country. We're broadcasting now into 153 cities. So those listeners in 153 cities, the question I lay to your candor is, how many times were we warned of the very things that we've been highlighting as to what's transpiring in the present today? What are you talking about? Did you just see this, friends? The Boy Scouts of America, who opened the floodgates to the homosexuals by political pressure, that's what they submitted to because they had no lawful standing, We had warned over and over and over and over and over again as to what this was about. And it had nothing to do with gay boys going into the Boy Scouts and just being a part of the pack. That's it, folks, whatever they touch, they contaminate it. The end of sin is death, period, Romans 6:23. And the bottom line is whatever they get involved with, it falls to the ground. That's all these lawless individuals do, these abominable individuals do, is see what they can destroy, because everything that they get a part of, that's what they do. They destroy it. So we're going back to the Boy Scouts now. How many times did I take the time to show you, friends, the violations of pedophiles and pederasts concerning Boy Scouts of America and the Boy Scouts leaders and their crimes against children? How many times did I share that with you? How many times have we gone through this over and over and over again in forewarning you as to what this is about? For those that did not know, when the homosexuals got involved with the Boy Scouts of America, 50% of the boys that were a part of Boy Scouts completely fell off. Of course, this is what they do. They destroy. Okay? And this is what happens when you ignore the rule of law. It comes to your front door. Well, we just found out that the Boy Scouts of America just paid out over $1 billion, nearly $1 billion. You ready for this? For 60,000 sex abuse victims. Boy Scouts of America pay out nearly $1 billion for over 60,000 sexually abused boys. And almost no arrests were made. Now, again, what they want to do is they want to buy these kids off that have been violated by these homosexuals, by these pedophiles. And I'm here to tell you, it tells us in Exodus 22, that if you touch the fatherless, he said, I will in fact kill you with the sword. He said, you will be wifeless as well as your children. Now, you say, well, that's pretty harsh. Yeah, you're right, it is. Can you imagine what those 60,000 abused boys are going through right now, friends? Made an open prey with the approval of your said government once again, trying to normalize the crime against our boys in this country, against our children in this country. Oh, do keep in mind, this is the same government, folks, this un-American, unconstitutional foreign government that has advocated the murder of over 60 million babies in the womb. So it should come as no surprise as to what we're dealing with here. But these are the same ones that are trying to tell you that it's hate crimes if you dare speak out against those that are laying for their children. Then guess what? Take a picture of me. Put it up on your billboard. There's the biggest hater known to mankind if it defends our children. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. You better understand as to why we have vigilante justice in this country. Because this is as far as it goes. Well, just pay them off. Just pay them off. Just pay them off. Well, let me tell you what the Lord does in response to this. We can go to Jude 1:7. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Oh, my goodness, folks. 33 references condemning the abominable lifestyle of homosexual sodomite. There's a reason the Lord condemns the crime that your government's trying to advocate, and I'm highlighting it even now. Let me say it one more time. Boy Scouts pay out nearly $1 billion for over 60,000 abused boys, and almost no arrests were made. Isn't it something how these pedophiles commit crimes at will? And why do they do that? Because they want to normalize pedophilia. Just ask Scott Warner from San Francisco, a said representative that's trying to normalize man-boy sex. I'm not kidding you. And this is what we've always warned you of. Sex before 8, before too late is their slogan in Gay Pride Parade. Why do you think they wanted to go into the Boy Scouts, Americans? I want to tell you how God deals with this. When you go to that of Luke 17:2, what you'll find, friends, is it says it's better for these to take a millstone and to wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And yet, folks, they dare the justice of God. And what do the American people do? Instead of enforcing the law, they stand back and they allow the government to advocate more crime by trying to normalize pedophiles and pederasts in adult child sex because that's what they're doing. Matter of fact, an actress just came forward recently and said that Hollywood is trying to normalize sex. They're trying to condition society to ultimately accept pedophilia. And by the way, it was actress Christy Alley. You know, and I just want to say this, isn't it interesting? All those brave actors and actresses telling us how bad Hollywood is. Isn't it interesting that they just give us little pieces and bits of the crimes that are being committed by the pedophiles in Hollywood rather than boldly coming forth and pointing the finger and having every single one of them prosecuted? Isn't it interesting that these pedophiles commit crimes against little boys or little girls and they get their hands slapped by the judge until they get into jail where the other prisoners know all the well the heinousness of their crimes, where they end up killing them in prison? America, you're falling apart because you're not upholding the law, which makes you free and which keeps you free. This is a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to go ahead and post away on social media platforms even now. But, folks, I got to say this. It sickens me to the core as to what's taking place in this country, as to why the American people stand back and allow their children to become a prey to those that are preying upon them. Incredible. I want to show you this. Moving on to the next topic. And, of course, they'll never show you this in a million years because they don't want you to see it. But here, let me go ahead and show you another person that was just recently vaccinated. And what you'll see here, friends, I'll take the audio off, is you'll see that one lady, she just got the vaccination, the COVID-19 vaccination, and boy, oh boy, did it take its quick effect. She hit the ground. She hit the dirt real quick, didn't she? Yep. You'll never see that on the mainstream media because the mainstream media doesn't want you to see it. They don't want you to see the side effects. They don't want you to see one of the 400 side effects concerning these deadly experimental vaccinations. And, of course, they'll never show you, like HealthImpactNews.com did, concerning the Jeff Kimplin, a Syracuse man, who was warned by his six-year-old son, don't get the JJ shot, Johnson & Johnson shot, Daddy, and he was dead 9 weeks after Johnson & Johnson injection. You know what's interesting about all this? Gary Fenton said within 3 months to a year, you're going to start to see people fall over dead from these shots, and it's exactly what's happening. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing lots of wind and rain to Florida as it makes its way along the western coast of the state. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez reminds Floridians to monitor their phones for any weather-related alerts.
If you have reports of flooded trees, downed power lines, please do not approach any downed power lines. Report those immediately. If you have lost power, please do not use generators indoors. We ask you to use caution when lighting your homes with candles if you continue to have power outages.
U.S. job openings are reaching their highest level ever. The Labor Department saying there were 9.2 million jobs available in May, which is a new all-time record. It's also the third consecutive month a record has been set. President Biden on the road in Crystal Lake, Illinois. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people.
Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship. A Florida man allegedly ambushed an officer outside of police headquarters.
A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to tell you, you know, I tell you this all the time, that there's a spiritual warfare around this ministry like I've never seen in all of my life. But if you ever want to know the true tangible and the tangibility of a spiritual walk, folks, I'll tell you what, obey the Lord and you'll understand what I'm talking about. If it's not something going down on the computer, then it's one of the outlets. It's not one of the outlets. Well, then we're in a hotel room, and it's the power source. If it's not the power source, then all of a sudden the a security system or the fire alarm starts to go off in a massive hotel in Coronado, California. And my son comes in and says, "Can you believe that?" And I said, "Of course I believe it. It happens all the time." And if it didn't happen, I would question if I was in the drop zone, because as you know, it's always hot in the drop zone. And everywhere we go, folks, getting this information out to you, the enemy of your soul just doesn't want you to have it. But then again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God, now, are we? Now, what I want to do is I want to get back to some of the topics that we're hitting line upon line, precept upon precept. This is a lady that just recently got vaccinated, as they say, friends. And it's interesting because for some reason or another, the mainstream media just does not want you to see one of the 400 adverse side effects concerning these experimental and experimental injections. Well, she hit the dirt right away. And we've seen this over and over and over again where they're just hitting the dirt. They're hitting the pavement, whatever the case might be. But this, again, is the information that they do not want you to see. And then what I did is I just took one story from Health Impact News. There's a whole plethora of these stories, by the way, true stories, in fact, where we have Jeff Kimplin. He's a Syracuse man who was warned by his six-year-old son. He said, "Don't get the J&J shot, Daddy, the Johnson & Johnson shot," and dead 9 weeks after Johnson & Johnson injection, okay? This is exactly what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, has been warning of. She said they can go ahead and get the shot now, but she said within 3 months to a year, there's going to be a lot of people that are falling over dead. Was she right? Oh, my goodness, is she right, friends. This is just the beginning of what we're seeing right now. I'm on Health Impact News right now, and it's sharing with us, friends, tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccines injured in the U.S. begging for help as the medical community turns their back on them. I have to say this just so you all understand. This is the most blatant, obvious conspiracy of our time, besides that of September 11th, besides that of John F. Kennedy, and so many unconstitutional wars. I just don't honestly understand how it can be more obvious than what's right in front of our faces right now. We have the medical industry, these communities, and I'm talking about the good guys in the medical industry, that have been warning us over and over and over and over again concerning the adverse side effects of these dangerous injections. And for some reason or another, very far and few between, which is not true, have heard concerning the one of over 400 adverse side effects. Why do you suppose that is? You just heard Donald Trump, now, of course, playing the good guy again, right? He comes back into the play field. You'll understand why. That's why you see Ron DeSantis trying to be the good guy right now. But pull the curtain back on Ron DeSantis, and you're going to find out he's just as corrupt as Trump is. But what is he talking about? He was right what he said today. He's telling you the right things, friend, but he's doing the wrong things. Judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. But isn't it interesting? He's talking about how the big tech companies are unconstitutionally censoring the American people. Well, yeah, how many years was Donald Trump in office? And he said out of his own mouth, I can do whatever I want with the DOJ, the Department of Justice. Why didn't he do anything about it? You know, it's funny, too, if you don't mind. I'm just going to add this onto this conversation as well. Donald Trump's out there telling a crowd yesterday of how Joe Biden is a criminal. Well, then why didn't you prosecute him, Donald Trump? Because the truth of the matter is that of what Jesse Duplantis rightly said. I'm sorry, not Jesse Duplantis, Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, love him or hate him, he was right. He said politics and WWF are identical. They're not prosecuting each other, friends. That's why the American people say they're sick of the establishment, because you all the well know that they're not going to prosecute each other. Why? Because they're both just as guilty as AT double hockey sticks as the other one is. This is a game. These are clowns in the circus of politics. But making the point, Trump said what they're doing is unconstitutional. It is. Matter of fact, if the big tech companies weren't censoring the information, this whole pandemic would have been stopped in its tracks. Which shows you the conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, and it also shows you, friends, concerning the guilty party of the crimes that have been committed against we the people. If there's ever been an opportunity for the American people to rise to the level of expectation and uphold the law against those corrupt, now is the time, because every single one of them throughout the United States have taken off the mask as they attempted to put it on you. They have exhibited their crimes towards the American people over and over and over again. As I've asked before, I'll ask again, what is it that you're waiting for, Americans? This is all illegal, what's going on concerning censorship. This whole pandemic is a criminal conspiracy. Isaiah 28, verse 18. There's no doubt about it. Is what the good doctors have been warning us of, is it now beginning to come to pass? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Nobody's going to do for you what God has commanded you to do. You are obligated on the behalf of your posterity to do for your kids what you're sitting back allowing or waiting for the corrupt to do for your kids. And I want to say this. If you're waiting for someone else to fix the problems, you better understand they're the ones that created the problems. They just want to bring in a new agenda, right? A new initiative. And the Bible is clear when it says that we're not to be given over to those that are given to change. We're supposed to go back to the old path, Jeremiah 6:16. Not to the new path. So with that said, friends, I want to make another point here. You guys all know we got, what, Jen Psaki? That's her name, right? Oh, my goodness, friend. She looks just like Zuckerberg, doesn't she? You know, I can just hear someone say right now, oh, my gosh, I knew she looked like somebody. Well, keep in mind, friends, it's all family. This is organized. This is an organized crime family. This is mob, modern day version, which you call the American government in so many different ways. Folks, I wish someone would call me to task on the things that I'm saying right now in a public forum, because they all the while know what I'm telling you is right. Just ask them. I was just sharing with you a couple minutes ago, friends, that they're now beginning to come to your front door. Well, and I know that this is a day or two old now, but the fact of the matter is actually it's a day old. But Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, should we just call her the White House's useful idiot, the little parrot that has to read everything she's going to tell you from her teleprompter or from her notes? She wants you to know that now we're going to be going door to door to Americans who have not been vaccinated. I'm telling you right now, friends, this is not going to be good. This is a provocation of war, is what it is. Let me say it again. It is a provocation of war, to say the least. Because I warned Americans over and over again by the leading of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost that this is exactly what's going to happen, Amos 6:3, if the American people didn't put a stop to it. Now, just hang on a second. I'm going to get to a little more of that in just a moment. But I want you to check this out. This is Jen Psaki. Listen carefully.
More healthcare settings and response to hotspots. President will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. Two, a renewed emphasis on getting the vaccines to more primary care doctors and physicians, something that we've seen.
Isn't that interesting, folks? We will be going door-to-door to Americans who have not been vaccinated. No, you won't. No, you won't. Friends, does this not prove the information that we at the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, have consistently and continuously given unto you, that the American people, majority, speaking of which, have not been vaccinated? Are they not telling on you what it is that I've always told you? Folks, had they had the numbers of people submitting to their propaganda and their plandemic, do you think for one moment they would be talking about going door to door right now? And I got to be quite frank with you. This reminds me of Stalin going door to door, disarming the people back in his time in the 30s. Oh, and don't forget, Roosevelt had the American people calling the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, good old Uncle Joe, while he was responsible for killing 60 million of his own people. See, we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. We can see that history's going to repeat itself if we don't learn from history. Now, well, some will say, well, Bradley, this is just to the extreme. Oh, I agree. It's totally to the extreme. And everything they're doing is completely illegal. But I'm telling you right now, it proves the point that the majority of the American people easily have not been vaccinated. As a matter of fact, we've been told by the same criminal administration, by Treasonous Joe, that they want you to believe is your president. I'll put that up against Article 3, Section 3, and Luke 22, verse 48 when you get a moment. But you've been led to believe that, folks, that he's going to go ahead and make sure the whole army by September is going to be vaccinated. Well, Representative Tom Massey just came out and said, if you try to force them, the army has already promised to quit the service. Okay? So it's not working. And we need to understand that we're being lied to all over again. And if it wasn't the case, then why this? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Game to the Sons of Liberty. We got some phone calls coming in from Illinois, from North Carolina, from Colorado. So let's just go ahead and take them line upon line. Let's go back to the first and second segment because it looks like Diana calling in from Illinois has something to say about it. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Hey, Bradley. In Genesis 19 and in Judges 19, they're coming to the door to defile people. Yep. And the funniest thing is because it's also apparently something called COVID-19 as well. So the stories of these crazy people coming to your door is all throughout the Bible. They are coming with the young and the old for people. So I don't think it's going to go very well for them. But
no, there's 393.
Who am I?
Guns. There's 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people, and there's a reason that we have the Second Amendment. And by the way, for a little history lesson, that's exactly why we are an armed people for such cases as to which we're up against even now. We got Carol calling in from North Carolina. What say you, Carol?
I have not been able to find you on Rumble since this past weekend. I go to where it says channel, type in your Sons of Liberty Radio. Normally your shows would pop up. It says your channel doesn't exist. I've checked my other devices, thinking it's just maybe that computer. You're not on Rumble. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this.
I do know that Rumble is in the process right now, kind of going through and troubleshooting to get the process going. I know that they're at that level right now. So what I would do, Carol, if you can go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to info@sonsoflibertyradio.com, go ahead and send me your email, and I will send back an email link with the website. I did check them before the show. because there were some strange things going on, but I suspect there's probably some troubleshooting going on, but I do know exactly what you're talking about, Carol.
Okay. How do I send you my email?
Go over to info@sonsoflibertyradio.com, info@sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay. Okay.
And I
heard that in Charlotte there was contact tracers coming to people's doors on the 4th of July.
Yeah. You know how you stop all this, Carol? You tell the contact tracers the dangerous game that they're playing and then turn around and tell them that are unconstitutionally telling them what they're doing to go ahead and do it themselves, because right when it goes back to the said representatives that are in fact working for special interest groups, that I'm not doing this for you, it's going to stop right then and there, and it's not going to stop until then. We have Sal calling in from Colorado concerning vaccinations. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, when they come to my door, they're going to get lots of information, lots of which I've heard from you and Tim Brown's show. They're going to be told about ingredients like Nagoase that are in all vaccines, not just these, that give people cancer. They're going to be told about HIV. They're going to be told about, I can't even keep up with all the ingredients in here. So what I'm going to do here soon is put a list together of all the ingredients that are dangerous that I've heard from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Merritt, and many of the other America's frontline doctors. And they're going to get an education because, I mean, a lot of these people are stupid and they're doing this for the money and they don't realize what's going to happen when they do this.
It's a dangerous game. There's no doubt about it. And the American people, I think what I want to share with you more than anything today on today's show, thank you for the call, Sal, from Colorado, is the fact that we've been told this, that if we want to just ignore what's happening, it's not going to just stop. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back, and I want you to remember that back in May of 2020, and I'm not trying to be anybody special, I'm just trying to convey to you when I get it. I usually get what'll happen is I'll get a dream or I'll get a vision. The Bible says in the book of Joel chapter 2 that old men will get visions and young men will dream dreams. Well, I'm right in between two, and I'm getting both of them. And again, I'm putting this up against, I know there's a lot of junk out there, but the fact of the matter is we're tagging the word to everything that we do here, and it's important that we do. Isaiah 8:20 tells us that they speak not according to the law and to the testimonies because there's no light in them. But let me get back to this really quick. Folks, I didn't have a dream this time of a tornado. What I had a dream of was the tsunami coming in waves. This was May of 2020, okay, 2020. And I shared it with my listeners, and I'm very cautious. I'm very prudent about how I share it with you, because I see all the weird stuff out there, but I'm telling you this. When I get them, you can bank on them. You can mock me. You can laugh at me. You can scoff at me the way that they did in the time of Noah. And they all laughed and they all scoffed and they did what they wanted to do and calling him names and he's crazy, he's a theorist, so on and so forth. But it wasn't so funny when it started to rain. Friends, now, in this particular situation, it's raining. I didn't have a dream of a tornado. I had a dream of a tsunami. And I posted it in May of 2020. And what we need to take notice of is the fact that tsunamis, you can see them at a distance. And what I seen in my dream was I seen one wave, which was relatively small. That was the beginning. That's when they started to test us. Then I seen another wave coming behind it, and that is the drive to push us into vaccination. And it's exactly what they're doing. And I knew in my dream that I was to tell the people that if you don't stop it during the second wave, it's going to come in like a tsunami. Okay? Where are we at today? The tsunami's coming, isn't it? Have they retreated? I'm talking about these said globalists that the American people are submitted to? No. They pushed forward, and they're pushing forward. How do you stop a tsunami? Well, at that point, if you don't want to listen to the Lord, the first and second stage, you can rest assured that the plumb line's going to be dropped, and then the Lord looks at you and says, prepare to meet your God. This is perfect judgment upon a nation that refused to take heed to the living God. And folks, I'm telling you now, we are in the tsunami. But again, we have been warned over and over again from this faithful broadcast, this faithful platform, a faithful witness deliver soul. And now we're seeing this criminal administration, right, that they're trying to legitimize, 1 Kings 13:33, now begin to say that we're going to come door to door to make sure people have been vaccinated. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're playing with semantics, a word play to confuse the people, saying, we're going to come to your door to make sure that you have the right information. We're going to come to your front door now to make sure you get vaccinated if you're unvaccinated. We're here to make sure that everybody understands how safe and effective these vaccinations are. And then they say again, we're coming to everyone's house that's been not vaccinated, right? That's what they're telling us, right? Folks, are they stopping? Have the American people stood up to this? I've shared with you 1,000 times that countries all over the world are standing up in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, concerning defiance towards their said governments that are acting outside of their constitutional provisions and delegated authorities by the people within their prospective countries. Why is America lagging? Why is America on the back end? Well, at this point, it really doesn't matter. And I want to go back over to this because the King James Bible tells me what we've always told you, what I've always done. Go wake up the dead church, right? Warn the people. Blow the trumpet, Ezekiel 33. That's what we've always done. We've never tried to claim to be anything. We've always held the scripture. We didn't get weird about it. But where are we at now? It tells us in Amos 6:3, you that put far away the evil day, that will never happen here, right? And cause the seed of violence to come near. What's happening? The seed of violence is now coming near because we as the American people to this point has failed to deal with corruption. Too many people going along trying to appease the very people that mean to rule over their lives when they have no lawful authority in doing so. Americans, it's for you to respond now to have an Acts 20, verse 21, because up to this point we have done everything in our power. We have been prophetically accurate. And if you can find in one area where we have been wrong, either the morning show or the afternoon show, we will be the first ones to recant. Good luck. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23, broadcasting live out of Coronado, California. We are signing off. We'll talk to you soon.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.